Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn the everyday act of cooking into an extraordinary experience. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a beloved Italian-American tradition, making authentic Sunday gravy. Whether you're a seasoned chef or a curious novice, this rich, flavorful sauce promises to transform your pasta nights into unforgettable dining experiences. So, what exactly is Sunday gravy? It's a slowly simmered sauce that's a cornerstone of Italian-American cuisine. It combines meats like ground beef and sweet Italian sausage with tomatoes and herbs, simmering for hours to meld the flavors into something truly magical. Let's start with the essentials you'll need. Grab a heavy pot or Dutch oven. This is crucial for achieving the right consistency and depth of flavor. You'll also need a wooden spoon, a cutting board, and a sharp knife for your prep work. Now, onto the ingredients. For a truly authentic Sunday gravy, quality is key. Here's what you'll need: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 medium onion, finely chopped, 3 garlic cloves, minced, 1 pound ground beef, 1 pound sweet Italian sausage, casings removed, 1 can 28-ounce of crushed tomatoes, 1 can 6-ounce of tomato paste, dried basil and oregano, salt and pepper to taste. Optional, 1/4 cup of red wine and beef broth for added depth. The preparation begins with caramelizing the onions in olive oil until they're translucent. Then, add the minced garlic, stirring continuously to prevent burning. Next, brown the meat, breaking it into smaller pieces as it cooks. Once the meat is browned, it's time to add the crushed tomatoes and tomato paste. Stir well to combine, then sprinkle in your herbs and season with salt and pepper. Bring the sauce to a gentle simmer. If you're using red wine and beef broth, add them now. Let everything cook uncovered for 2 to 3 hours, stirring occasionally. This slow simmering is essential for developing those rich, hearty flavors. After hours of simmering, taste your sauce and adjust the seasoning if necessary. The result should be a thick, rich sauce that's ready to be served over your favorite pasta. For a finishing touch, sprinkle some grated Parmesan and fresh parsley over the top. Don't forget some crusty bread on the side. Perfect for soaking up every last drop of this delicious sauce. Storing your Sunday gravy is simple. Once cooled, it can be kept in the refrigerator for up to 4 days or frozen for up to 3 months. When you're ready to enjoy it again, just reheat gently on the stove. And there you have it, folks, your guide to making an authentic Sunday gravy that'll be the highlight of your pasta nights. Remember, the key here is patience. Allow your sauce to simmer slowly, and I promise the flavors that develop will be well worth the wait. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Join me next week as we explore more culinary delights. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep enjoying good food with the people you love. Happy cooking, everyone.